嗱，我哋开始我哋聚会，我哋先请大家祈祷。咁主，我哋多谢你，我哋今日下午能够喺呢度有我哋系老弟兄喺度同我哋有交通。主，我哋感谢你系将弟兄带到我哋嘅当中。主，我哋知道主你系好清楚知道系教会嘅需要。主，你好清楚知道系真系我哋喺你面前嘅欠缺。我哋就求主你系继续嘅透过弟兄嚟到俾我哋有生命嘅话，使我哋继续嘅仰望你，使我哋靠你嘅圣灵能够喺我哋嘅当中，能够对我哋每一个嚟到说话。我主，我哋靠你自己能够亲自嘅嚟到对我哋说话。我主，我哋知道喺教会嘅建造嘅里边，使我哋好需要主你喺我哋每一个嘅里边都作更深嘅工作。使我哋就求你纪念我哋，你怜悯我哋。使我哋为着主你。是向我们施了很多的恩典，我们求你纪念我们，不是我们配，不是我们值得，主乃是实在你怜悯了我们，我们就求你能够作成你所想要做的工。主，我们这样将这个聚会，将今晚的聚信息，明日还有两日的两堂的信息，我们都交在你的手里面。我们求主你能够亲自的对我们每一个说话。我们祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Let us read.The New Testament.
但我哋读新约。
Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
Chapter 3.
第三章。哥林多后书第三章。
Verse 2 and 3.
第二节同第三节。
Let us read together.
我一起读。哥林多前书第三章第二节和第三节。你们就是我们的见信，写在我们的心里，被众人所知道所严重的。你们明显是基督的信，藉着我们修成的，不是用墨写的，乃是用永生神的灵写的，不是写在石板上，那是写在金板上。
That is a fact. And also, we read verse 17 and 18.
我们又读同一章的第十七节和第十八节。
Let us read together.
我们又一起读第十七节和第十八节。主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。我们众人既然躺着脸，得以看见主的荣光。好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
We first read these verses.
我哋先读咗呢几节嘅经文。
These several verses speaks of one thing.
呢几节经文都系讲出一件嘅事情。
What is the thing?
咁呢件事情系乜嘢咧
？The Holy Spirit.
乃系圣灵。
Or the Spirit of the Living God write a letter of Christ.
或者话系神嘅灵基督嘅灵系写一封信系基督嘅箭信。
A letter of Christ.
呢个系基督嘅信。
You are a letter of Christ.
你是基督的一封信。
And I am a letter of Christ.
我又是基督的一封信。
Every Christian is a letter of Christ.
我们每一个基督徒都是基督的一封信。
This letter of Christ was written by the Spirit of the Living God.
这一封信是那个活着的神的灵来到写的。
The Holy Spirit write this letter.
圣灵来到写这封信。
This letter is a letter of Christ.
这封信是基督的信。
Our whole life, the Holy Spirit write this letter.
我们一生的里面圣灵都在写这封信。
You are a letter of Christ.
你是基督的一封信。
I am a letter of Christ.
我就是基督的一封信。
But this letter somebody can know, can read.
但这封信有人可以看认识，也有人可以读的。
when someone contact with you,
当人同我哋有接触嘅时候
can know you a Christ,
就能够透过我哋认识基督啦
and can read a Christ in you,
就能够读到你里面嗰个基督啦
Oh, that is wonderful.
呢个何等奇妙嘅事情咧
？We are letters of Christ.
我哋系基督嘅信。
When you were at school,
当你喺学校嘅时候。
Somebody don't read you as Isaac.
人唔系读到你系 Isaac,
but Christ in you.
但人读到嘅应该系你里边嘅基督。
We are old man, the Christ manifests in our life.
我哋嘅我哋都年纪老嘅人，但基督都喺我里边彰显出嚟。
You are young people.
你系年轻嘅人。
Christ manifests in you.
基督又喺你里边嚟到被彰显出嚟。
You are boys, manifest Christ.
小孩子，但你都系将基督彰显出嚟。
You are girls, or manifest Christ.
你都系将基督显露出嚟。
We are old persons.
我哋系老人家啦。
We are all manifest Christ.
我哋都系将基督显露出嚟。
Christ write this letter in you and in me.
基督将呢封信写你嘅里边同我嘅里面。
This letter, the Holy Spirit read three paragraphs.
在这一次的经文圣灵写了三段的经文。
What is the first paragraph?
第一段经文是什么呢?
The first paragraph of Christ's letter is this.
在基督的信的第一段就是这个了。
You,are born by the Holy Spirit.
你是从圣灵而生的。
I was born by the Holy Spirit.
我是从圣灵而生的。
This is the first paragraph.
这个是这封信的第一段。
And the second paragraph.
这封信的第二段呢?
Our whole life is right, our whole life were disciplined by the Holy Spirit.
但我哋一生都系被圣灵嚟到管治或者教导。
Our whole life is was disciplined by the Holy Spirit.
我哋一生都系由圣灵嚟到去训练我哋或者管治我哋。
This is the second paragraph.
呢个系第二呢封信嘅第二段啦。
And the third paragraph.
第三段咧。
Where is this? That anointed, you and I are anointed by the Holy Spirit.
就是你和我都是被圣灵所膏抹的。
And we know Jesus Christ, the whole life, 33.5 years.
我们知道我们的主耶稣基督他的生是33.5年的时间。
He was born by the Holy Spirit.
他是从圣灵来到生出来的。
Because,the Holy Spirit upon Mary, and he was reborn. He was born.
因为系圣灵临到玛利亚嘅身上，以致玛利亚怀孕生出耶稣。
Jesus Christ was born by the Holy Spirit.
我哋耶稣系乃从圣灵而生嘅。
This is Jesus' history.
呢个系耶稣嘅历史。
And his whole life, during 30 years, first the 30 years.He was disciplined by the Holy Spirit.
他开头的三十年他的人生都是由圣灵来管治。
This is the second paragraph.
这个是第二段这封信的第二段。
Last the 3.5 years.
最后的三年半呢?
He's anointed by the Holy Spirit.
他被圣灵来膏抹了。
And you,so the Holy Spirit writes the whole life of Jesus in you and in me.
所以圣灵就将耶稣基督的一生都写你的里面，写我的里面。
The first paragraph writing you and in me.
第一段的信写我同你的里面的。
The Holy Spirit born. We are born by the Holy Spirit.
来，我们由圣灵而生。
And we heard the gospel of God.
我们听到神的福音。
We know Jesus Christ is our meaning of life.
我们就知道耶稣基督是我们人生的意义了。
God's servants told us.
神的仆人这样跟我们说。
We are sinners.
我们是罪人。
Now, we are saved by Jesus Christ. He nailed on the cross. Why? Because we are sinners. We are go to hell in eternity, in future, in eternity. We cannot deliver us. Only Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He became a man. Instead of us, to nail on the cross. So he died for us. And after three days, he was raised. And he gave us new life. Give you the Holy Spirit. Give me the Holy Spirit. That is the eternal life. Before, we have no eternal life. But when we heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, God's Spirit opened our heart, opened our eyes of our heart, so we can see Jesus Christ is my Savior. He delivered us from hell. He delivered us from many sins. So we are born again by the Holy Spirit. So this is the Holy Spirit writes the letter, the first paragraph. I think we are all become a Christian. We are all born by the Holy Spirit. Since we become a Christian, we are a paper. And the Holy Spirit used all things as a pen. To write this second paragraph. Our whole life was written by the Holy Spirit. That is, we are disciplined by the Holy Spirit. But Jesus Christ, from the first year and to the 30th year, separated into two parts.
由他一出世的第一年到第三十年那段时间分为两部分。
First 12 years,
第一段是12年,
in some angles of the scripture,
从圣经的某个角度来看,
the first 12 years is he was nurtured by spiritual milk.
树林的奶。第十二年是属灵的奶来喂养他。
So the first period of time,
所以第一段的十二年的时间,
Jesus Christ was drink the spiritual milk.
耶稣就喝属灵的奶。
Because before 12 years, he at 12 years of age, he went to temple. There he heard some elders to teach. And he asked many questions to the elders.
他就问这些,
that means receive from the fathers, from the elders.
换句话来说就是说,他从长老那里接受了。When
we are Christians,
当我们基督徒的时候,
the Holy Spirit read the second paragraph.
圣灵就写第二段的书信,
the first thing he write is we receive the spiritual milk.
第一样他要写的就是我们要接受属灵的奶。
Let us read Hebrew. Hebrew chapter 5.
Hebrew chapter 5.
Hebrew Hebrew chapter 5.
啊，希伯来书第五章。
And verse 12.
第十二节。
And 13.
同埋第十三节。
Let us read two verses.
嗱，让我哋嚟到读呢两节嘅经文，希伯来书第五章第十二节同第十三节。
For
学习的功夫，本该作师傅，谁知还得有人将圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。凡只能吃奶的，都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。
These two verses speak to us something.
这两节经文讲给我们听一些东西。
He told us there is someone need milk.
他讲到这里有些人是需要吃奶的。
And not take solid food.
不能够吃干粮。
So that means we Christians, when we become a Christian, the first period of time,
我们成为基督徒的时候，我们第一段的时间,
we need to take milk.
我们需要吃奶。
And then we take the solid food.
然后我们就应该可以吃干粮了。
When we are Christian, baby Christians, we need milk.
是婴孩的，基督徒的婴孩的时候，我们需要奶的。
When we grow up,
当我们长大的时候，
we need to take the solid food.
我们就需要吃干粮了。
Let us read, chapter 6, verse 1 to let us read together.
让我们一起读第六章的第一节至第十三，第一节至第三节。
所以
我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步，不必再立根基，就如那懊悔死行，信靠神，各样洗礼，按手之礼，死人复活，以及永远审判各等教训。神若许我们，我们必如此行。
These three verses tell us.
这三节经文告诉我们。
This is a spiritual milk.
这些是属灵的奶。
From some angle of the scripture.
从圣经的某个角度来看。
The spiritual milk include three things.
属灵的奶包括三样的事情。
The first he said, let us go on to perfection.
这个话让我们进到完全的地步。
Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead words and the faith toward God.
这个话给我们听，不必再立根基，就如懊悔死行，信靠神。
The foundation of repentance from dead words and a faith toward God.
这个根基就是懊悔死行和信靠神。
This portion of the scripture speaks of a principle.
这一段的经文讲到一些的原则。
We know the whole Bible is full of a principle.
我们知道整本圣经都是充满原则。
That spiritual principle is eternal principle.
这些属灵的原则也都是永远的原则。
What is the first principle of this?
这个原则的第一部分是什么呢？
The foundation of the repentance from dead words and a faith toward God.
这个就是懊悔死行信靠神这个根基了。
That is the, heard the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这个就是听到耶稣基督的福音。
And we repent.
我们就悔改。
And we faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就面对耶稣基督。
This is, include all evangelical Christian word.
这个包括在所有福音派基督徒的工作。
We preach the gospel to unsaved.
我们将福音传给那些未得救的人。
We invite people come here to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们邀请朋友来到这里听耶稣基督的福音。
All the works of the evangelist, is the first spiritual miracle.
在属 属灵嘅礼第一部分啊，就系传福音啦。
All the works about preaching the gospel.
一切传福音嘅工作都系包括喺呢一个属灵嘅礼嘅第一部分。
And the second,
第二。
Yes, second verse of the doctrine of baptisms of laying on of hands.
第二样就是各样的洗礼和按手之礼。
This is speaks another principle.
这个是讲到第二个的属灵的原则。
That is eternal principles.
这些都是永远的原则。
That means the doctrine of baptism of laying on of hands means build up the Christians.
这个洗礼和按手的礼那是讲到基督徒被建立了。
Preaching the gospel is outward.
是全将全这个福音的继续下去了。
This is the building up the saints is inward.
是建造圣徒是在里面的。
So all the church activities include this second principle.
所有教会里面一切的活动都包括在这个原则的里面。
Or gathering together.
我们这样的聚集一起。
To read the Bible.
读圣经。
To learn how to pray.
学习怎么传福音。
God's servants teach us how to know the Bible.
神的仆人教导我们怎么认识圣经。
Also, we have a lot of Christian activities.
我有好多基督徒的活动。
We help each other.
我们彼此的帮助。
Visit some sick persons.
我们探访那些病的人。
We have a lot of Christian works.
我有好多基督徒的工作。
This is also a spiritual miracle.
这些都是属灵的礼。
And the third one.
第三样呢？
Is of resurrection of the dead.
就是死人复活。
And the eternal judgment.
及以及永远的审判。
What is the doctrine of resurrection of the dead?
死人复活的道理是什么呢?
What is the doctrine of eternal judgment?
永远审判的教导又是什么呢?
This is speak another spiritual principle.
这又说出另一个属灵的原则。
The eternal principle.
是永远的原则。
That principle is to tell us we study the Bible.
这个属灵的原则那话我们要读神的话。
We study the theology.
我们读神学读圣经。
We know what the doctrines of the Holy Bible.
我们认识圣经里面所教导的教训。
But those activities are all spiritual miracles.
但是所有这些都仍然是属灵的礼。
Preaching the gospel to unsaved.
全部人。
And build up all brothers and sisters inside.
我们在里面来到建立弟兄姊妹。
And also we study the Bible.
我们读圣经。
That is include the spiritual miracles.
这些都是包括在属灵的礼的里面。
But the apostle tell us.
但是使徒告诉我们。
We have to go on to perfection.
告诉我们，我们要竭力进到完全的地步。
All the Christian bodies everywhere in the world.
在世界上面所有的基督徒的团体。
They are emphasis upon the spiritual miracle.
大部分都是强调的属灵的礼。
They are preaching the gospel to the unsaved.
他们将福音传给那些未得救的人。
How to build up our brothers and sisters grow up in Christ.
怎样来到建立弟兄姊妹在基督的里面。
And how to read the Bible.
怎样来读圣经。
To know the Bible.
认识圣经。
This is all evangelical Christianity are doing.
这是基督派福音派的信徒所做的事。
But we must know.
但我一定要知道。
This is only a spiritual miracle.
这只不过是属灵的礼。
Every Christian after those spiritual miracles, we need to solid food.
我们所有渴慕这属灵的礼的基督徒，我们都有要到一个地步，要吃干粮。
Jesus Christ, the boy Jesus Christ, first 12 years, is take a spiritual miracle.
食嘅只不过系属灵嘅奶。
But since 12 years,
但从十二岁开始
to 13 years,
直到佢三十岁嘅时候
at least 18 years,
起码有十八年嘅时间
he takes,the solid food.
佢喺嗰度就食干粮啦。
So that is the second, paragraph.
呢个就系、系第呢种信嘅第二段啦。
This is the, discipline of the Holy Spirit.
呢个就系圣灵嘅管教。
Let us read, we have a young, many young people.
我有好多嘅年轻人喺呢一度。
We read the, Luke chapter 2.
我哋读路加福音第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章。
Now let us read 40.
我们读第四十节。
40 is that. You read that, okay.
路加福音第二章的第四十节。孩子渐渐长大。强健起来，充满智慧，有神的恩在他身上。
再往下读，一直读，读到读到 52.
From 40.
Yeah, yes.
我哋读由第四十节读到第五十二节。耶稣渐渐长大，强健起来，充满智慧，有神的恩在他身上。每年到逾越节，他父母就上耶路撒冷去。当他十二岁的时候，他们按着节期的规矩上去，守满了节期，他们回去，孩童耶稣仍旧在耶路撒冷，他的父母并不知道，以为他在同行的人中间走了一天的路程，就在亲属和熟悉的人中找他，既找不着，就回耶路撒冷去找他。过了三天，就遇见他在殿里，坐在教师中间，一面听一面问，凡听见他的都稀奇他的聪明和他的应对。他父母看见就很稀奇，他母亲对他说，我儿为什么向我们这样行呢？看啊，你父亲和我伤心来找你。耶稣说，为什么找我呢？岂不知我应当以我父的事为念么？他所说的这话他们不明白，他就同他们下去，回到拿撒勒，并且顺从他们。他母亲把这一切的事都存在心里。耶稣的智慧和身量并神和人喜悦他的心都一起增长。
This paragraph of Jesus Christ.
这一段关于耶稣基督的记载。
Speaks to us, Jesus Christ learned obedience through what he suffered.
这段经文告诉我们，主耶稣基督是藉着患难来到学会信服。
Jesus Christ,was in the temple.
耶稣基督在圣殿的里面。
When Jesus Christ, attended the Passover,
当在过逾节的时候
and he stayed there.
他就留在圣殿那里。
But his parents forgot him.
他的父母就好像忘记了他。
He back to home, and after 3 days, he found, and then back, total 3 days.
是过完节，他耶稣的父母过完节，过了三日，然后才回去殿里面找耶稣。
Found Jesus Christ in the temple.
他就找到耶稣在圣殿的里面。
And his parents, his mother said to him,
他的母亲就跟他说了,
Jesus, why you do this to me?
仔啊，耶稣啊，为什么你做这样待我们呢?
Why have you done this to us?
你为什么这样待我们呢?
Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously.
你说看啊，你父亲和我伤心的来找你啊。
Jesus cried, his father, his mother said,
他的爸爸妈妈这样说了,
your father and I have sought you anxiously.
他就说, 耶稣的母亲这样说, 你的爸爸和我, 是很伤心的来找你啊。
His mother and father said, if your father and mother said to you, what you are, going to speak.
如果你父爸爸妈妈这样跟你说的时候，你怎么答啊?
If I am Jesus Christ,
如果我是耶稣呢, 基督
呢, I am below to 12 years of age.
我是12岁以下呢,
I said to my mother,
我会跟我妈妈说了,
oh, your mother has thought me anxiously.
你是找我, 找到很伤心, 或者很忧虑地来找我。
I am more anxiously.
我更忧, 我更伤心, 更忧虑啊。
Because you go home and never, you forgot me.
但是你回家你都不记得了我了。
Is that right?
是不是对吗?
But Jesus never do this.
但耶稣从来没这样做。
The mother, father forgot him.
父母真忘记了他。
But he never murmured.
但他从来没埋怨。
He never complained.
他从来没投诉。
He never speak against his parents.
他从来没反驳他的父母。
And for this verse, and he said to them,Why did you seek me?
他怎么答应耶稣说你为什么来找我呢?
Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?
你不知我应当以我父的事为念吗?
But they did not understand the statement.
但他们不明白这句话。
Then, he went down with them and came to Nazareth.
但他仍然是顺从他们来到落到耶路来到拿撒勒。
And was subjected to them.
他并顺从他们。
But his mother kept all these things in her heart.
但他母亲把这一切的事都存在心里。
And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature.
耶稣的智慧和身量都一起增长。
And in favor with God and man.
并且神和人都喜爱他。
Here we know that Jesus Christ subject himself to his parents.
我们看见耶稣基督顺从他的父母。
No murmuring.
没这个埋怨。
No complaining.
没这个投诉。
But only subject to his parents.
只是顺从他的父母。
At that time, his mother don't understand.
在那时候，他的母亲不明白。
Why Jesus Christ subject his father, mother? Because now he learned to take the solid food. What is the solid food? Solid food means he learned obedience through what he suffered.
就是干粮的意思就是他从他所受的苦来到学习信服。
Learn obedience through his sufferings.
从受苦的里面学习信服。
No complaining.
是没埋怨的。
No murmuring.
没投诉的。
That is Jesus took solid food.
耶稣就在那里吃干粮了。
And after 12 years, and 13 years to 30 years, 18 years, long period of time.
12岁开始到30岁,18年很长的时间,
to take the solid food.
耶稣就吃干粮了。
During those 18 years,
在那18年的里面,
Jesus never speak one word.
在那18年的里面, 我们读不到耶稣讲一句说话。
The Bible did not record he said anything.
圣经里面没记载到这18年里面他讲过任何的说话。
World history never record Jesus says anything.
世界上的历史都没记载到耶稣在这18年里面讲过任何一句说话。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because Jesus takes solid food.
因为耶稣还是干粮了。
That means my parents may be wrong.
因为根本对话来讲就是说就算我的父母是错。
My brother, my eldest brother and sisters may be wrong.
或者我年长的弟兄姊妹或者是错。
But God allowed these things to me.
但神用了这些事临到我身上。
So that I have a chance to learn obedience through this suffering.
所以我有机会能够透过受苦学习信服。
So he no noise.
所以发觉那里没声音。
He made no noise.
他一声音都没有。
He is just silently.
他只是沉默。
He don't say any word.
他一句话都不讲。
No murmuring in his heart.
在他心里面毫无埋怨。
No complaining in his heart.
毫无投诉。
This is this is subjected, this is to obey God, trust God.
啊，这个就信服神，信靠神啊。
So we have to, you know, this is the Holy Spirit write the letter of Christ to you and me.
圣灵要将基督是写的信写你和我的身上。
The Holy Spirit writes the letter of Christ.
圣灵要将基督耶稣的信写你和我的身上。
So that you and I learn this lesson.
这以致你和我能够学这个功课。
We did not only, to take the spiritual miracle.
我不只是吃属灵的奶。
But we also take the solid food.
我们还要吃干粮。
We are always attend meeting.
我们常常的聚会。
I always prayer to God.
我常常祈祷，常常祈祷。
I always read the Bible.
我常常读圣经。
I always study the Bible doctrine.
我常常来到查考圣经嘅道理。
And doing a lot of Christian work.
我做好多使基督徒嘅工作。
But I also take solid food.
但我仍然我系需要嚟到食干粮。
Learn obedience through what we suffered.
来睇。学习信服是透过我们所受的苦。
Yesterday,
昨天
we came from Stockport to Southampton.
我们又是 Stockport 来回来 Southampton.
When we go to the train station,
我们到火车站的时候
we see the screen.
我们看见那个银幕的上面。
Oh, that is that train cancelled.
那个来 Southampton 的火车取消了。
What shall we do?
应该怎么做呢？
We ask to, the officer, you give another paper, that the next train is this.
我们就问那些买飞机人，他们就给我们另外一些车票，告诉我们，那你搭下一班火车呢？
Next train went to Birmingham.
下一班火车去到伯明翰。
After Birmingham, you take another train to Southampton.
伯明翰，你搭另一架火车来到洛杉矶。
And we wait.
我们在这等在这等了。
Wait, another, the next train came.
我们等第二架火车来了。
But it's that late.
但好迟了。
Late, half an hour.
半个钟头迟了。
And really, come to the station, more than 40 minutes.
所以来到车站的时候已经迟了40分钟了。
And then we take that train.
我们就搭那架火车。
To Birmingham.
去到伯明翰。
And that train is very going slowly.
那架火车就很慢行得。
When we are reached Birmingham.
我们去到伯明翰的时候。
The next train we want to change already gone.
我们想要上去转的那架火车就走了。
And we have to wait.
我们又要等过了。
And wait there. Then the next train.
我们要等下一班车。
And next train, comes very late.
下一班车又很迟的来。
First is 30 minutes late.
要三十半个钟头的迟到。
And finally is was 50 minutes late.
即系五十分钟迟啦。
And finally they came.
最后都嚟到啦。
And then we got in.
我哋上咗火车。
And that train go to Winchester.
火车去到 Winchester.
And stop there never can go away because broken.
唔能够去边度啦？架车坏咗，停咗喺 Winchester 啦。
All the travelers must go out.
所有嘅搭客要落车啦。
Must change another train.
等另一班车。
And then pull that train out.
拖嗰架坏咗嘅车走。
And over almost 1 hour, take another train come in.
要成个钟头啊，嗰个然后先可以第二架火车嚟啊。
Usually it will 4 hours reach Hampton.
原本系四个钟头可以嚟到。
We spend 9 hours.
我们搭了9个钟头。
So we are, so the Lord Jesus Christ, as this is the Holy Spirit, allow these things happen.
但耶稣主耶稣圣灵容许这些事情发生。
Because I always preach to a brother or sister, learn obedience through suffering.
因为我们常常跟弟兄姊妹来到交通，我们要从苦难里面学习信服。
And our God is a loving God.
我们说神是一个爱的神。
specially ordered those things happen.
神特別的來到安排這些事情來到發生.
So we wait, wait.
我們在這裡等,
we learn obedience through suffering.
我們就從苦難裡面學習信服。Finally,
we got home.
最後我們回到家了。
Our dear brother David.
我們回到大頂David的家了。
What it means, we have to learn obedience through those sufferings.
什麼意思呢?我們要從苦難裡面學習信服。
In your school,
在這個學校裡面,
a lot of things you don't need happy.
You have no happy. 好,在這個學校裡面有很多事情你是不歡喜的。
But then unhappy things happen to you is God's special love to you.
但這些你不歡喜的事情,那是神特別愛你才叫這些事情發生。
This is the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
這是聖靈的管教。
Give you a chance to learn obedience.
給你機會去學習信服。
Through this suffering.
受苦來學習信服,
no noise,
沒法,
no murmur,
沒法,
no complaint,
沒埋怨,
just praise God. The Bible told us,
聖經告訴我們,
there were many, many people in New Jerusalem.
很多人在新耶路撒冷裡面,
they praise God loudly.
他們都大聲地讚美神,
if you and I learn obedience through suffering,
如果你和我能夠從受苦裡面學習信服,
the more suffering happen to us,
我們越多的苦難臨到我們身上,
and we learn more obedience,
我們就學習更多的信服,
until obedience to God,
我們信服神,
till you and I become zero,
直到你和我成為零, 成為什麼都沒有了,
Jesus Christ grow up, manifest the full through us.
耶穌基督豐豐滿滿的在我們身上彰顯出來,
at that time we sing eternity loudly.
那時候我們就能夠是最大的聲音來讚美神.
They are the sound as many waters.
那個聲音好像中水的聲音.
So you learn more this kind of lesson.
我們多學這種功課.
We sing in eternity loudest.
我們在永遠的裡面, 我們的讚美就更大聲了.
So God will be praised.
神就會得到稱讚了.
So this is the second paragraph. That is the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
这个就是第二段, 是圣灵的管教.
The discipline of the Holy Spirit divides two things.
圣灵的管教可以分为两方面.
We take the spiritual milk.
我们接受属灵的奶.
And take a spiritual solid food.
我们又接受属灵的干粮.
Those two milk and the solid food make us grow in Christ.
但透過屬靈的奶和乾糧,我們在基督裡面長大。
So Jesus Christ, He takes these two kinds of food.
耶穌基督,他接受這兩種的食物。
So take a spiritual milk,
屬靈的奶,
and the solid food,
屬靈的乾糧,
and he grew up to 30 years of age.
他就長大到30歲了。
30 years, that means grow up.
30歲的意思就是長大成人了。
And from 30 to 33 and a half years. And these 3.5 years was anointed by the Holy Spirit.
在這三年半的裡面, 他就被聖靈來到高門了。
His every word through his mouth,
聖靈透過他嘴唇發出每一句的說話,
was out of his father.
他從父那裡出來的,
not out of himself.
不是從他自己那裡出來的,
all from his father.
全部從他父親那裡出來的,
as he do everything, not out of himself, but of the father.
他所說的一切的話都不是出自他自己,而是出自天父。
So many times Jesus says, my time is not yet come.
所以耶穌很多時候他說, 我時候未到。
Why?
点解咧？
Because he must know the will of the Father.
因为佢一定要知道天父嘅旨意。
Not someone told me.
唔系别人话俾我听。
Not circumstance press me.
唔系环境嚟到压住我。
But the Father directed me.
但系天父嚟到指引我。
This is the anointed by the Holy Spirit.
这个就是被圣灵高抹了。
All his works are in newness of life.
他说他一所行的都是从神的生命是相连的。
So, we are anointed by the Holy Spirit, finally.
最后我们是被圣灵来到高抹。
So, this is three paragraphs of letter.
信的三段
was written by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵所写的。
The Holy Spirit read this letter of Christ in you and in me.
圣灵是将基督的这个信来写你和我的里面。
So the whole life is the letter Holy Spirit write.
所以我一生都应该是圣灵所写的信。
Holy Spirit life is a lifelong letter.
圣灵是写一封为我一生这么长的信。
We not only everything born by the Holy Spirit.
不单止我们是从一切我们个个都是从圣灵而生。
But we are everything obey the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
我们都是来到被圣灵来到来管教我们。
And then anointed by the Holy Spirit.
我们又被圣灵来到高抹。
This three paragraphs of the letter.
这种信的三大段。
From first time and from 12 years and 30 years and more.
不单止是由12岁至30岁而继续下去的。
Every day, the Holy Spirit read these three paragraphs.
每一日圣灵都将这三段写在我们的生命里面。
That means, because in the, because the Bible told us,
因为圣经这样告诉我们听。
Those three paragraphs occurs every day.
因为这三件的事情每日都发生。
We do everything must come out from the Holy Spirit.
我们所做的一切都应该从圣灵出来。
That is born by the Spirit.
是从圣灵而生。
And we learn obedience through sufferings. This is our lessons.
我们要学习这个从受苦。
And then immediately we experience anointing of the Holy Spirit. Every day this three paragraph occurs in our experience. Let us read Hebrew chapter
11.
That means the whole Old Testament is the letter of Christ.
换句话来讲，整本旧约圣经都是基督的信。
The whole Bible, whole Old Testament.
整本圣经旧约新约都是基督的信。
是 describe the letter of Christ.
都是来到形容基督的信。
From chapter 11.
系读希伯来书第十一章
，verse 4，
第四节。
The first verse says by faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice。
我哋第十一章希伯来书十一章第四节，亚伯因着信献祭于神，比个人所献的更美。
Verse 5，
第五节。
By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death.
第五节，以诺因着信被接去，不至于见死。
The verse 7.
第七节。
By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark.For the saving of his household.
挪亚因信蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救。
That is before the flood, three persons history.
这个是洪水之前三个人的历史。
The Old Testament first paragraph of history.
在旧约里面第一段的历史。
The before flood,
乃洪水之前,
three persons important.
三个重要的人物,
the first person is Abel.
第一个人就是阿伯,
and the second person called Enoch.
第二个人就是以诺,
and the third person called Noah.
第三个人就叫挪亚。
These three persons the before the flood.
这三个人在洪水之前的。
That is the history of the Bible.
这个就是圣经旧约的历史了。
What is the principle of the, those principles?
这三个人发生身上面有什么原则呢?
These three persons represent, Jesus Christ was born by the Holy Spirit.
这三个人他们是代表耶稣基督从圣灵而生。
By faith, Abel, by faith, and Enoch, by faith, Noah.
没有啊。是阿伯凭因着信，以诺因着信，挪亚因着信。
Why by faith？
点解因着信呢？
By faith means this they make that means those persons and God have a good relationship。
这个因着信，乃就话佢哋同神系一个好嘅关系。
Faith means justification by faith.
信就话我哋嚟到神嗰度，只系单凭着信心。
What is the justification by faith?
嗰度系我哋只系因信称义。
That means man and God's relationship recovered.
因信称义就系人同神嘅关系可以恢复啦。
Before all relationship with God is disordered.
以前我哋同神嘅关系。是很乱糟糟没秩序的。
Even disrupted.
是骚扰的，是断绝的。
But when by faith on the Lord Jesus Christ,
但我们因为信耶稣基督
our relationship with God, recovered.
我们跟耶稣基督的关系就恢复了。
Before is disorder, now is in order.
以前是没秩序的，现在有秩序了。
Before not right, now,
不对的。
Now right.
今天是对的了。
Justification by faith means all relations with God are alright.
真正真义就是说我们跟神的关系是对的
了。What is the justification by faith?
真正真义是什么呢?
That means just born again.
真正真义的意思就是重生。
We are born by the Holy Spirit.
我们是从圣灵而生的。
So this three persons history means the first paragraph of the letter of Christ.
所以这三个人就代表耶稣基督的信的第一段。
And the second paragraph,
第二段,
from verse 8,
那第八节,
by faith Abraham obeyed,
亚伯拉罕因着信就遵命,
and also the verse Isaac, and verse 20,
第二十节,
by faith Isaac blessed,
以撒因着信就祝福了,
and 21 verse,
第二十节,
by faith Jacob,
因信哪个,
22 by faith Joseph,
第二十二节, 约瑟因着信,
23节, 23 is by faithMoses.
第十三节，摩西因着信。
Those persons, persons of history means the second paragraph of the letter of Christ.
呢啲嘅人佢哋嘅历史就系讲到基督嘅信嘅第二段啦。
From Abraham,
由亚伯拉罕开始。
Isaac,
以撒。
Jacob,
雅各。
Joseph,
约瑟。
Moses,
摩西。
This is the history of their lives.
这是他们的一生的历史。
Their lives means the second paragraph of the letter of Christ.
他们的生就是基督的书信的第二段。
Abraham, caused a lot of sufferings.
亚伯兰受好多嘅苦。
But he learned obedience through sufferings.
大卫从苦难学咗顺服。
And Isaac have a lot of sufferings.
以撒有好多嘅受苦。
It's a long time, long history.
好长嘅历史。
As he learned obedience through sufferings.
大卫仲系受苦里面学习顺服。
And Jacob also had a lot of sufferings.
雅各有好多嘅受苦。
Oh, you read that history of his of Jacob.
雅各嘅历史。
This he has a lot of suffering.
佢有好多嘅受苦。
And he learned obedience through this suffering.
佢从受苦里面学习顺服。
And then Joseph also.
约瑟又系。
Oh, he faced a lot of suffering.
佢面对好多嘅苦难。
And he learned obedience through suffering.
佢又从苦难里面学习顺服。
And Moses also.
摩西都系。
Have a lot of suffering.
好多嘅受苦。
First 40 years, a lot of suffering.
摩西四十年嘅里面有好多嘅受苦。
And the second 40 years has a lot of suffering.
第二个四十年有好多嘅受苦。
Until Moses says, I cannot.
直到摩西话我唔能够。
God wants him to go to Egypt to save Israel.
神要佢埃及嚟到救以色列人出嚟。
He said, no, God, no, I cannot go. Before he is making words and work. Until obey the discipline of the Holy Spirit. So he himself become zero. And Christ manifested.
你自己都排彰顯出嚟。
But that year is 80 years of age.
但你知道，到佢係嗰個時候嘅時候，佢八十歲嘅時候啦。
He told us in Psalms 19.
佢喺詩篇第九十篇咁同我哋講。
19 he said, our strong years is 70s.
佢話我哋年變壯強壯嘅人，或者可以活到七十年。
And we are still more stronger into 80 years.That means that 80 years we are all to die. But God used him. Used another 40 years. But Moses think himself is already died. No longer but Christ lives in me. Moses also faces a lot of suffering.
摩西面对好多好多嘅受苦。
He learned obedience through suffering.
佢从受苦里边学习顺服。
And he takes solid food.
佢能够食干粮。
He manifests Christ.
基督嚟到彰显出嚟。
And then after Moses, that is the after that. Samuel bare face.
跟住之后就讲到撒母耳凭信。
And he is a prophet.
撒母耳一个嘅先知。
The last prophet Malachi.
直到马拉基书马拉基最后嘅先知。
That whole books from Samuel to Malachi.
由撒母耳记一路到马拉基书。
That means.The letter, the third paragraph of the letter of Christ.
呢个就系基督嘅信嘅第三段啦。
So the whole Bible.
所以整本圣经。
Whole New or Old Testament.
整本新约旧约。
Is a letter of Christ.
乃基督嘅信。
So you see such an angle.
你因为从咁嘅角度嚟睇。
Before flood.
洪水之前。
That is the.born by the Holy Spirit.
乃从圣灵而生。
From Abraham to Moses.
又系亚伯拉罕到摩西。
That is represent the obey the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
乃嚟到系顺服圣灵嘅管教。
And from Samuel to Malachi, that means.
由撒母耳记知道。马拉基书。
And that means that is anointed by the Holy Spirit.
这个就话到圣灵嘅膏抹。
Because the prophesy not from themselves, but out of God.
因为呢个先知佢哋唔系自己嚟到讲说话，系神从喺佢里边嚟到讲说话。
So in in chapter 24 of Luke.
路加福音第二十四章嗰度咁样讲。
The end of that chapter said the whole Old Testament was spoken of himself.
那系讲到话就系整本嘅旧约都系讲到基督。
The whole New Old Testament describe Christ.
整本旧约嘅圣经都系嚟到形容基督。
Speak of the letter of Christ.
都系讲到基督嘅信。
So the Holy Spirit, right, the Holy Spirit, that Christ, the whole life in you and in me.
但圣灵就将基督的信整本就写在你和我的里面。
So, at 2 Corinthians we just read,
我们如果看回我们刚才读的哥林多后书的经文。
He said, the Lord is the Spirit.
主就是那个灵。
And where the Spirit of the Lord is,There is liberty.
知道灵在哪里哪里得以自由。
When we obey the Spirit,
当我们顺从圣灵的时候,
we are a free man.
我是一个自由的人。
The Holy Spirit, is the spirit of, liberty.
圣灵是一个释放我们的灵。
We in Christ is a spirit, have a spiritual liberty.
我们在基督的里面我们就有属灵的自由。
And verse 18 said,
第三章第十八节。
But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror to the glory of the Lord.
我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光。
And being transformed into the same image from glory to glory.
好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形象，荣上加荣，又从主的灵变成的。
So here says,we from glory to glory.
呢度就话我哋系从荣上加荣。
We like Jesus Christ.
我哋好似基督。
When we born again.
当我哋重生嘅时候。
We begins to manifest Christ.
我哋就开始嚟到显出基督啦。
And since that time, we are transformed into His image.
由嗰时候开始，我哋就被改变成为佢嘅形象。
The image not only from the born again glory, but also the glory of a mature.
不过嘅形象唔净止系重生嘅荣耀嘅形象，系一个成熟嘅荣耀嘅形象。
From glory to glory，
系从荣上加荣。
From the glory of all born again by the Holy Spirit，
从圣灵而生嘅已经荣耀啦。
But also to the glory of maturity。
但呢个系进入系成熟嘅荣耀。
So this is the Holy Spirit write the letter of Christ you and me。
圣灵将基督嘅信写你同我嘅里面。
So we are very glad to preach this gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以我们很欢迎来到接受耶稣基督的这个福音。
What is the gospel of Jesus Christ?
耶稣基督的福音是什么?
Because the living Christ, the living person become you, your life become my life.
因为耶稣基督这个复活的生命是成为你的生命和我的生命。
We get the living person in us.
是我们有这个活的生命在我们的里面。
You get this living person.
你有这个活的基督。
I got this living person.
我有这个活的基督。
And the living person grew up in us.
这个活的基督在我们里面长大。
From glory to glory.
以荣上加荣。
From the born again by the Holy Spirit.
由圣灵而生。
Through the obey the discipline of the Holy Spirit,
接受圣灵的管教
and to anointed by the Holy Spirit,
以致我们被圣灵的膏抹
so that is from glory to glory.
这个从荣而变成荣上加荣
After I read these things, I also want you to know, read.Another scripture, chapter 1 of Acts.
来读《使徒行传》第一章。
Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章。
And verse 8.
第八节。
Let us read together.
啊，我哋一齐嘅嚟到读。
But you,
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地和撒玛利亚直到地极，作我的见证。
This verse speak to us.
啊，呢节嘅经文话俾我哋听。
The whole, you got the Holy Spirit, I got the Holy Spirit.
啊，你有呢个圣灵，我都有呢个圣灵。
This the Holy Spirit in us.
系啦，喺我哋里边嘅圣灵。
That we are the witness of Christ.
啊，意思我哋能够成为耶稣基督嘅见证。
That means you manifest Jesus Christ.
你话你嚟到啊，系显出圣灵啊，显出耶稣基督。
In your personal life.
啊，喺你个人嘅生活嘅里面。
In your family life.
喺你嘅家庭嘅生活嘅里面。
啊，In your school life.
喺你学校嘅生活嘅里面。
啊，In your business life.
啊，喺你嘅工作嘅生活嘅里面。
啊，In your church life.
啊，喺你教会嘅生活嘅里面。
Are all manifest Jesus Christ.
应该都系显出耶稣基督。
When we receive the Holy Spirit,
当我接受圣灵的时候,
we get the power in us.
我们里面就得着灵的能力。
And what is the witness?
这个见证是什么呢?
Witness means martyrs.
见证的意思就是殉道者的意思。
Two kinds of martyrs.
我有两种的殉道者。
One kind of martyrs as Stephen.
一种的殉道者就好像史提凡。
Stoned by stone to death.
被人用石头钉死的。
And as James.
或者好像雅各。
And he was killed by sword.
他是被剑来杀死的。
This is one kind of martyr.
这个一种的殉道者。
Many generations have such martyrs.
在历代历代以来有很多这样的殉道者。
But another kind of martyrs.
但不过另一种的殉道者。
Jesus Christ, the Bible told us.
圣经告诉我们。
As Paul.
好像保罗。
That mean, the second Corinthians chapter 4.
是哥林多后书第四章。
Second Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书的第四章。
verse 10. 第十节。He says, always caring about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifest in our body.
第十节，哥林多后书第四章第十节，身上常带着耶稣基督的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
This is the second martyrs.
这个是第二种的殉道者。
Not only died at one moment.
某者刻里面生命就死亡了。
This, those, all of us, the martyrs of this kind.
我们每一个都应该好像这里所讲的殉道者。
Always caring about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus.
身上常带着耶稣的死。
And that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body.
使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
In the First Corinthians, Paul says, I die daily.
在哥林多前书那里，保罗说我每日都死。
We are the witness.
我们就是作见证了。
We are the martyrs.
我们就是这个殉道者。
We always carrying the body, the dying of Jesus Christ.
我们的身上应该常带着耶稣基督的死。
As Paul said,
好像保罗这样说。
Verse 8.
第八节。
We are hard pressed on every side.
他说我们四面受敌。
Yet not crushed.
却被不被困住。
That is the martyrs.
这个就是殉道者了。
Hard pressed on every side.
我们四面都是受压。
Before I have a hard pressed.
以前我是受，前面是受着压。
Behind me also hard pressed.
我后面有受压。
In my这个 right side, are hard pressed.
我左右边又是被受压。
In my left side, are hard pressed.
左边都是受压。
That is the the carrying the body of dying of Jesus Christ. But the life of Jesus also manifests in our body. Yet not crushed. Before me hard pressed. I am not crushed. Behind me hard pressed. I am not crushed. This speaks of death and the resurrection. That is the one kind of martyr. The one kind of a witness of Jesus Christ. And also he said, we are perplexed. I'm perplexed. In my family life, I'm perplexed. In my school life, I'm perplexed. In my business life, I'm perplexed. In Christianity, I'm perplexed. But he said, but not in despair. And he said, I'm persecuted. But not forsaken. I was struck down. But not destroyed. So this kind of experience is the witness of Jesus Christ. Is the martyrs of Jesus Christ. So this is the second kind of martyr of Jesus Christ. So all of the Christians around the world. We are martyrs or not. According to this verse. We have always carrying a body in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus. And the life of Jesus also may be manifest in our body. If not doing this, we are not a witness of
Christ.
We are not the martyrs of Jesus Christ. Verse 11. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake. And the life of Jesus also may be manifested in your mortal flesh. So this is the death and the resurrection. This is the principle of the cross. God's eternal purpose is Christ. God is in Christ. The living person. The living God. So, the living God is our eternal purpose. You and I are created for Jesus Christ. He is ever living. He lives in you and lives in me. Only that we are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake. And that the life of Jesus also may be manifest in your mortal flesh. In your family life. In your business life. In your church life. Always delivered to death for Jesus' sake. And the life of Jesus may be manifest in our mortal flesh. This is the witness of Christ. The Holy Spirit have only one purpose. Make Christ in you and me to the full maturity. The Holy Spirit come upon us
圣灵临到我们的身上。
Does not do the thousands of works.
不是为了很多的工作。
Only conform us to the image of Jesus Christ.
那位就叫着叫我们能够无成神儿子的模样。
All the work, all the service, temporary, are all a school of Christ. To conform us to Jesus Christ. Conform us to the image of Jesus Christ. So that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit writes the letter of Christ in you and in me. We know that the New Testament, the book of Acts, the Acts only the history of the Acts only include 30 years something.
大致上《使徒行传》记载嘅三十年嘅时间。
The 30 years as some seed plot.
喺三十年嘅里边，有呢个种子系种咗落去啦。
And spread all the world 2,000 years.
喺跟住嗰二千年嘅里边就散播咗全世界啦。
The first time in the Acts mentioned in the scripture is said Christ.
第一次喺《使徒行传》里边嚟到提到基督。
That is chapter five.
第五章。
That means the Church of Christ is pure.
嗰度就意思就话基督嘅教会系单纯。
Real church that means you and I express Jesus Christ.
真嘅教会就话你同我表达出基督。
The real church is not doing this kind of work, doing that kind of work.
真正嘅教会唔系做呢啲嘅工作，唔系做嗰啲嘅工作。
This building or that building.
或者呢间建筑物，嗰班嘅建筑物。
Or this congregation or that congregation.
或者呢班嘅会众，或者嗰班嘅会众。
Real church is measured by Christ.
真正嘅教会系由基督嚟到量度。
You are born again by the Holy Spirit.
你才从圣灵而生。
The church begins.
教会就开始了。
You are the obey the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
你接受圣灵的管治。
And the church grew.
教会就长大了。
You are anointed by the Holy Spirit.
你被圣灵来到高牧。
You reached the maturity.
你就达到成熟了。
This is the real church.
这个才是真的教会。
Church is not a thing.
教会不是这个。
Church is the living Christ in you and in me.
教会是你和我里面活的基督。
Jesus Christ living in your home.
耶稣基督活在你的家庭里面。
Jesus Christ in my home.
耶稣基督活在我的家庭里面。
Husband manifests Jesus Christ.
丈夫来到表达基督。
Wife manifests Christ.
妻子就是彰显基督。
Parents manifest Christ.
父母彰显基督。
The children manifest the living Christ.
儿女是彰显活的基督。
This is the real church.
这个才是真的教会。
That is the first time mentioned in chapter 5.
这个是第一次提出来的《使徒行传》第五章这样说。
And the second time mentioned church, that is chapter 8.
第二次《使徒行传》提到基督的第八章。
Chapter 9.
和第九章。
So that speaks the cross.
这个是讲到十字架。
The church must throw by way of the cross.
基督教会一定要经过十字架的路。
That means long obedience through suffering.
他说要从受苦里面学习信服。
That is the second time mentioned the church the word.
这个是第二次提到教会这个字。
The third time that mentioned the church in chapter 13.
第三次提到教会就是第十三章。
The church in Antioch.
就讲到在哥林在在安提柯的教会。
Antioch means that is everything is the Holy Spirit spoke.
安提柯的意思就是一切都是圣灵说的话。
The church expanded.
教会是扩大了。
That means the Holy Spirit spoke.
说圣灵说话。
Not man's management.
不是人来到去安排。
Not my hand stretched out to do something.
不是我的手伸出 出嚟要做啲嘢。
Not you stretch out your hand to do something.
唔系你伸你嘅手出嚟要做啲嘢。
But everything was the Holy Spirit doing.
一切嘅事情都系圣灵嚟到做。
They serve the Lord.
佢就系服侍主。
Lord is everything.
主就一切啦。
Everything's under the lordship of Jesus Christ.
一切都系耶稣基督嘅主权嘅底下。
And the second thing, they fasted.
第二样就系佢喺度禁食祷告。
No, that means fast means repudiated themselves.
禁食就话佢哋拒绝佢哋自己。
Denied himself.
佢喺舍己。
Nothing out of myself.
再冇嘢出自我自己啊。
Nothing out of yourself.
冇嘢出自你自己啊。
Then the third thing is the Holy Spirit said.
然后圣灵就说话。
So that is the three times the first the mentioned church.
所以你要知道，唔止三次提到教会嘅时候。
The church is everything is of Christ.
基督喺教会里边一切都要出自基督。
But by way of the cross.
但系透过十字架。
Learn being so suffering.
但系透过受苦嚟到获得幸福。
You have your family have had a lot of suffering.
系啦，你家庭有好多嘅受苦。
Man may be wrong.
人或者系错。
Things may be wrong.
事情或者系错。
Circumstances may be wrong.
环境或者系错。
But God allow those things happen to you and to me.
神容许呢事情临到你同我嘅身上。
Is right.We must learn being so suffering.
我一定要从受苦里面学习顺服。
In the days of Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ in the days of His flesh.
喺耶稣基督喺个肉身嘅时候。
Learn being so suffering.
就系从苦难学到顺服。
So this is the only way to reach full maturity.
呢个唯一嚟到达到丰满嘅成熟嘅唯一嘅道路。
So the church is come out from this.
教会一定要从呢个路出来。
what is the means of Passover?
预知系咩意思咧？
Passover that means the born again by the Holy Spirit.
预知嘅意思就系从圣灵而生。
What means is the Pentecostal?
五旬节系咩意思咧？
That means the we are disciplined by the Holy Spirit.
系话我哋被圣灵嚟到管治我哋。
Obey the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
我顺服圣灵嘅管治。
What is the tabernacles?
主磐石系咩意思咧？
That means we are anointed by the Holy Spirit.
乃话我哋被圣灵嚟到高抹。
So we need to learn those lessons.
我哋要学习呢啲嘅功课。
In our daily life.
喺我哋每日嘅生活嘅里面。
In Ephesians 5.
以弗所书第五章。
He told us.
咁样话俾我哋听。
Is the wife must subject to the husband.
佢话妻子要顺服丈夫。
Why?
点解啊？
Because husband wrong.
因为丈夫系错。
Your wife's must subject obedience through this suffering.
但妻子喺受苦里边学习顺服。
So the Holy Spirit first mentioned wives must subject to husband.
第一次圣灵嚟到讲妻子要顺服丈夫。
Because we husband always doing things wrong.
因为我哋做丈夫嘅常常做错嘢。
So my wife always learn obedience through suffering.
因为我妻子常常喺受苦里边学习顺服。
I am a bad husband.
我一个坏嘅丈夫。
But God allow my wife have this bad husband.
但神容许我嘅妻子有一个坏嘅丈夫。
Learn obedience through suffering.
从受苦学习顺服。
My wife is also learn this lesson.
我妻子都学习呢个功课。
My wife is a bad wife.
我妻子一个唔好嘅妻子。
But that God allow it to me. Give me a chance.
但神系容许俾我一个机会。
Learn obedience through suffering.
从受苦里面学习顺服。
So you need, you and I need learn obedience through suffering.
所以你同我需要从受苦里面学习顺服。
Because this is the way of the cross.
因为呢个十字架嘅道路。
The increased measure of Christ.
系呢个叫基督嘅度量嚟到增长。
Why Ephesians chapter 6 first mention sons?
因为在以弗所书第五章第一次提到第六章第一次提到儿女。
Why first mention son?
为什么第一次提到儿女？
Because we fathers always wrong. Give you sons, daughters, a chance to learn obedience through suffering.
给你的儿女,
so we fathers, mothers, we ought to know.
所以我是做父母的,
we always have to make a wrong decision. So, our children must learn obedience through suffering. In chapter 6, verse 5 to 10,
在第六章的第五至第十节,
why the Holy Spirit first mentioned the servants?
在圣灵第一次提到仆人,
because we lords, we masters always doing something wrong.
因为作主人的常常做错事的,
so the servants must learn obedience through suffering.
所以做仆人的要从受苦,
so we everybody must learn this lesson. The wife learns. Husband learns. Sons learn. And the fathers learn. And the servants learn. And the employees all learn. In chapter Ephesians 6, the 18th to 19th verse. Why the Holy Spirit first mentioned saints?
为什么圣灵第一次在这里提到圣徒呢?
That means we elders always, we workers always make things wrong.
我们做同工的,我们做长老的,常常都做错事的。
Many deacons make things wrong.
做执事的,常常都做错事的。
So we are saints, we first learn obedience through suffering.
所以我们众圣徒,我们只要从受苦里面学习圣徒。
That means everybody must learn this lesson.
每个人都要学习这个功夫。
This is a solid food.
这个是干粮。
Learn obedience through suffering.
从受苦学习顺服。
One time,
那次,
my wife drive car.
我妻子驾车,
because my wife drive car is not better than me.
因为我妻子驾车,
I told her, I said, you drive only on slower lane.
我就跟妻子说你驾慢的线,
don't drive the fast lane.
不要驾那条快线啊。
And the IRT method, okay, okay.
啊,好啊,好啊,好啊。
And then he drives the slow lane.
啊,他要揸條慢線。
But the slow lane, before the car, many as trucks.
但在這個慢線裡面,很多人都在大貨車。
The trailers.
很多那些很長的拖車。
Lot of trailers.
很多人拖車。
Very slow.
那很慢很慢。
But he saw the mirror, there's no car behind.
但我看到從鏡頭後面沒有車。
So he don't follow my command.
他就不跟從我的吩咐了。
And he immediately drove the fast lane.
他就在快線那裡了。
I saw the fast lane, I cried, I loudly.
我就很大聲地喊了。
And he is very perplexed.
他就很模糊了，很混乱了。
But he want to go back home to again talk with me.
但他回去先跟我说，跟我回去先闹了。
But after we go home,
当我回到家的时候,
my wife learned obedience through suffering.
我妻子从受苦里面学习顺服。
My husband is not right.
纵然我的丈夫不对。
But God allowed these things to him, chance.
但神都给他一个机会。
So my wife learned obedience through suffering.
所以我妻子从受苦里面学习顺服。
When we arrived at home,
当我回到家的时候,
no quarrel with me.
他就没跟他吵架了。
And we are also good husband and good wife.
我们都是好的丈夫和好的妻子。
We never separate.
我们从来都没分开。
If my wife go home, not learn obedience through suffering.
因为妻子回来不肯学习，受苦都不顺服了。
Okay, tomorrow we are divorce.
要不就明天我们就离婚了。
That is not church.
这个就不是教会了。
Not a manifest Jesus Christ.
这个就不是彰显出基督了。
So, wives manifest Jesus Christ.
妻子彰显出基督。
Husband manifest Christ.
丈夫彰显基督。
The teachers manifest Christ.
教师彰显基督。
Students manifest Christ.
学生彰显基督。
Oh, whole world, what kind of harmony?
这个世界何等的和谐呢？
That is the kingdom the world become the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
当时世界的国就成为基督的国了。
Only by way of the cross.
但唯有是透过十字架的路。
We know Christ is all and in all.
我知道基督是在
基督里面。We know Christ is Alpha and Omega.
我知道基督是 Alpha 和 Omega.
But how to reach that?
但我只能够达到那里。
Only by way of the cross.
唯有是透过十字架。
Love being through sufferings.
唯有是透过受苦和信服。
Then the name of the Lord be glorified.
但以致基督耶稣的名字是能够 被人称赞。
Lead us pray. Okay.
我们祈祷。我主，我们当我们来到你面前的时候，主，我们只能够承认我们何等的幼稚。我们只有求主你怜悯我们，我们求圣灵今天能够有话给我们，能够给我们每一个，我们都有一个渴慕，我们要在基督的里面，我们要长大。主，你吸引我们，主，我们只有求你怜悯我们，教我们是满足只 是吃属灵的奶。主，你求你给我们多一个心智，好像你的儿子愿意在受苦难里面学习顺服。主，我们只有求你怜悯我们。我们知道 话语是说了，但是我们不知道回到现实的里面圣灵能不能够在我们里面工作。我们只有求主你怜悯，我们只有求圣灵不要放过我们。主，我们知道你要给的是丰满的生命给我们，你要教会的是彰显，是真的主你的丰满。但是主，我们知道唯有透过十字架的道路。但是主，我们承认我们的肉体常常的不喜欢十字架，我们的肉体常常的逃避十字架。主，我们肉体常常用尽一切的方法逃避这个十字架。我们只有求你怜悯我们。主，你怜悯我们，你纪念我们，你纪念我们的一生是何等的短暂。主，你怜悯我们。主，我们不会有很多个四十年。主，我们求你纪念教会，你纪念是透过弟兄的说话。主，我们还将继续将是还有说的话我们交给你。我们求圣灵能够做一个新的工作。主，我们知道道理我们可以听过，我们可以知道，但是回到实际的里面，我们只有求你的圣灵的怜悯。我们祈祷奉主耶稣的名。